joy and privilege to be here with you this evening.
是我们的非常的快乐啊，今天晚上能够跟大家在这里。
And we want to give the Lord thanks.
我们要把感谢赞美归给主。
And we thank you for in the past for praying for us.
谢谢大家在过去为我们的祷告。
I have no doubt that we here in this room tonight are among the most privileged people in the whole world.
我不会怀疑哈，我们今天坐在这里的是一批非常有权力的的特权的人。
Not because I'm here.
不是因为我来了。
Because Christ is here.
因为基督在这里。
And when we sing Christ liveth in me.
当我们唱到说主活在我心。
I need to remind you that He comes with the Father, with His Father God, and with the Holy Spirit to live inside of us.
当我们说主活在我们里面，父神、圣灵都在我们里面。
Not only beside us.
不是指在我们旁边。
Again, who is beside me?
我是站在他的旁边。
I cannot get into him.
我进不了他的里面。
He cannot get into me.
我也进不了他的里面。
But Christ lives inside of us.
但基督活在我们里面。
If we have given ourselves to him.
如果我们愿意把自己给他。
This is a very wonderful and a great thing.
这可以是一个非常大的事情。
After singing these four hymns, I think we can all go home now because we've sung the message tonight.
我们唱了这四首诗歌，我们已经把今天晚上要讲的信息都唱了，大家可以回家了。
I think one of the hymns was chosen for my benefit.
有一首诗歌是很帮助我。
Cast all your care on him.
把你所有的重担卸给他。
So I tell the Lord.
我告诉我的主。
I receive that from him.
我接受你那句话。
He tells us this in his word.
他在他的话语里面告诉我们。
Do you have any cares?
你有没有你所关心的？
If we were honest, all of us would put our hands.
你有没有忧虑的？如果有，你们大家都要举手。
Cast them upon the Lord.
把我们的所有忧虑卸给主。
Reminds me of a little story.
我想起一个故事。
A man walking down the road with a heavy burden on his back.
有一个人在路上走路，背着一个很大的重担。
And a man with a horse and carriage came and stopped to pick him up.
有人骑马，一个马车来把他载上车。
He got in the carriage.
他上了马车。
But he kept his burden on his back.
他继续背着那个包。
And the driver of the carriage said, "Put your burden down. Let me carry it as well as you." And he said, "No." It's good enough that you're just carrying me.
那个司机说，那个马车夫说，你可以摆在车上，我可以一起载。那个人说，那不要，我要自己背着。
So cast your burden on the Lord.
把我们的忧虑卸给主。
Some of you we know, my wife and I know, and some of you we don't know.
有些在这里的我们认识，有一些我不认识。
I believe it's very, very possible that some of us here tonight do not belong to the Lord.
可能在座也有人还没相信耶稣。
Maybe we're kind of on the fence or on the bounce, wondering what we're going to do.
或者我们正在来回摇摆应信呢还是不信呢？
But I want to remind you of this one hymn that we sang.
我想刚刚唱的一首诗歌。
I need you, Jesus, more and more each day.
我需要你主，天天都需要。
I believe this is a word for all of us.
我相信这句话是给我们所有人的。
This, I believe, is the first step to our growth in the Lord.
我想这是第一步，我们在主里面成长所需要。
Is the realization of our need.
就是看到我有需要。
I want to repeat that because I think it's very important.
我要重复这句话，非常重要。
If you're here tonight and you say, "I don't have need of anything,"
如果你今天来到这里说我一点需要都没有
，The Lord can't meet you.
我们的主遇不见你的。
Because you don't need him.
因为你不需要他。
But if you're here tonight and you've been a Christian for many years,
或者你已经信主很多年了。
But in your heart you say, "Lord, I need you."
但在你里面，真主说我需要你。
I want to know you more.
我要更多认识你。
I want you to give me divine revelation of Christ.
我们希望你把那个神圣基督显现在我里面。
That's the cry of your heart.
这是里面的呼喊。
God is waiting to give you that.
我们的神愿意把这个给我。
So let me say again.
我再讲一次。
I believe the first step to our growth in the Lord, coming to the Lord, is a realization of our need.
第一步来到神的面前，就是看见我有需要。我们再有简单的祷告。
Father, we thank you tonight in that precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
父神，我们来到你面前是奉我们主耶稣基督的名。
You have brought us here together this evening.
你把我们带到这里。
You have given us your word.
你把你的话给我们。
We ask you to send your word in a living way into every one of our hearts.
我们求主你用把你的话是活活的摆在我们心中。
Thank you that you are here with us.
主，我们谢谢你晚上与我们同在。
You are here in us.
你也在我们的里面。
You're wanting to bless each one of us this evening.
主，愿你祝福每一个在这里的人。
We thank you that you are also on that supreme throne in heaven.
我们也谢谢你，你也坐在高高的宝座上。
So we want to say with Samuel of old.
我们要会一起说。
Speak, Lord.
好像撒母耳说主请说，我们在这里听，我们在这里听你的话，祝福你的话语，也祝福每一个人在这里。奉主全人的名祷告，阿门。
We have just come here from Indianapolis on Thursday.
昨天我们从 Indianapolis 开车过来。
We heard a very sad story in Indianapolis.
我们在 Indianapolis 听到一个很忧伤的事情。
I want to tell you that.
我要告诉大家。
Very brief.
很简单。
Some of you know Mingdao and Lily.
认识明道跟 Lily.
Living in Indianapolis.
在印第安纳。
Sometime within the last 2 weeks, I believe.
大概是过去两个礼拜。
One of the young men from China studying in Indianapolis.
一个年轻的人在中国过来的，在 Indianapolis 读书。
And they have a kind of a fellowship meeting. I think he was coming to the meeting in the university.
他在大学里面一个团契里面一起聚会。
Was suddenly killed in a tragic car wreck.
就很突然的在一个车祸里面丧命了。
He's driving in his car and a big truck came and hit the car, smacked into the car and he was killed.
他在开车，一个大货车撞到他，他就立刻死了。
Maybe you can imagine better than I can.
或者你可以想象比我还可以想象。
His mother and father came to the United States.
他父母亲来到美国。
And Lily was with the parents.
Lily 陪着他父母。
The parents are crushed.
他父母心里面都碎了。
Broken heart.
想完全碎了。
You know also that in China, maybe just one child.
在中国大家都是一个孩子的。
Lily said, I have nothing to say.
Lily 说我没有话可以对他们讲。
I can't say anything.
我不能不讲什么话。
And I said to Lily,
我对Lily说,
The reason you could not say anything is because you.Did not have a son who was killed like that.
你没办法讲任何事，因为你没有一个孩子这样死去了。
The Bible says in second book of Corinthians chapter 1.
更多后书第一章里面说。
Comfort one another with the comfort wherewith you've been comforted.
我们能够安慰别人，因为我们曾经被安慰过。
So I said to them.The only person that can comfort that poor mother is another woman who lost her son in a tragic accident.
谁能够安慰这个做母亲的？只有一个母亲曾经失去孩子的，可以安慰她。
Praise God.
赞美神。
There's another person that can comfort her.
还有一位可以安慰她的。
One of his great favorite names is the Comforter.
他的名字叫做安慰师。
That's one of the Bible names for the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵。
He can comfort her.
圣灵能够安慰他。
So, I indicated to Lily.
我告诉莉莉。
Just be with her.
就陪着她。
Just love her.
爱那个妈妈。
And let her see the love of Christ in your life.
让他看到神的爱在你身上。
It reminds me of something that a brother said to us recently. I want to share with you today.
我就提醒我弟兄跟我这样交通。
Especially for those of you who are Christians.
对于那些已经信耶稣的。
And maybe those of you who are not Christians are going to come here to be a Christian tonight.
如果你还没信耶稣的，希望你今天晚上能够信耶稣。
One brother many years ago said this.
有个弟兄很多年前这样说。
Preach the gospel all the time.
常常传福音。
And when necessary, use words.
有时候可以用神的话。
Yes. Preach the gospel all the time.
常常传福音。
And when it's necessary, use words.
如果有需要，给一些话语。
In other words,
换句话说，
let your life preach the gospel to all the people that you know.
先用你的生命去传福音。
If you have a heart for Christ, for God.
如果你有一个心要为主的，
and you're serving him,
你在侍奉他。
All those students that come to school around you, they should notice that.
所有的学生在你附近的话都能够看见这个。
All the people that you work with, they should know that.
所有你工作的同事应该也看见。
What's different about you?
究竟在你身上有什么不同？
I belong to the Lord Jesus.
因为我属于我的主。
So preach the gospel all the time, when necessary, use words.
所以这句话说，常常传福音，用我们的生命来传，如果有需要，用我们的言语。
In that context, I want to tell you three things from the scripture first.
我讲到这个，我要提到三件事。
Life is short.
生命是短的。
Did you hear me?
你们听见我说吗？
The Bible says, your life is a vapor.
圣经说啊，我们的生命好像一个烟雾。
You can write this down if you want. You don't have to look at it right now. But James 4:14.
雅各书四章十四节。
Your life is a vapor.
你的生命就好像一个蒸汽。
You know what a vapor is?
你知道什么叫蒸汽吗？
You see a kettle boiling.
你在煮烧滚水。
And the steam comes off the kettle.
那是蒸汽就升起来了。
And within a second or two, it's all gone.
一两秒钟全部挥发掉。
So the Bible, God's word tells us that our life is like that.
圣经告诉我们说，我们的生命就像一片云雾。
Not only your life, my life.
不是你的生命，我的生命也一样。
Well, my life has been a little bit of a longer vapor than yours.
我的人生可能比你长一点的云雾。
But I'm not sure when the Lord's going to call me.
我不知道神什么要把我召回去。
Remember this.
记住。
Life is short.
生命很短。
Death is certain.
死亡是肯定的。这是圣经讲的。
It says, "It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment."
你知道这个每一个人都会死，死后且有审判。
Listen to me, my dear friends, this evening.
亲爱的朋友，晚上听我说。
You have an appointment to keep.
你有一个约会。
I have an appointment to keep. This is not an appointment we can choose to go to or not go to.
这个约会不是你可以选择去还是不去。
You may have some classes in your school where you don't have to go.
可能你在学校上课有些课你就不去了。
Or you may have someone call you and say, I want to have an appointment with you. If you don't want to, you don't have to go.
或者有人在跟你约了一个时间要见面，你可以不去的。
But the Bible says,It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment.
但是有一个约会，就是有一天我们死后要见他，然后之后就有个审判。
The only way that appointment will be cancelled out is if the Lord Jesus Christ comes and we're raptured to go with him.
只有我们如果不是这样面对的时候，主耶稣回来，我们都被备齐去见我们的主。
Life is short.
生命是短促的。
Death is certain.
死亡是肯定的。
Eternity is a very long time.
永远是一个非常长的时间。
Why are we so privileged?
为什么我们说我们是一批特权的人？
Because we have life.
因为我们有生命。
We hear the gospel.
我们听到福音。
We have time.
我们有时间。
Tonight we have time.
今天晚上我们有时间。
To get ready. To get ready.
预备我们自己。
To prepare.
预备我们自己。
Because the Bible says, "Prepare to meet God."
圣经告诉我们说，你要预备迎接神。
we are so, you are so privileged, and I am so privileged.
你我都非常幸运。
I look into your faces this evening.
我看着每一个人的脸。
Many of you are young.
很多都很年轻。
You are in the morning of your life.
你在你人生的早晨。
Not M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. M-O-R-N-I-N-G.
不是你在打哈欠的那个，这个是早晨。
Thank the Lord. I hope you're not in the morning. M O U R N I N G.
我希望我可以说你们不是已经快睡着了，是真的是你人生的早晨。
But that poor mother in Indianapolis, she's in the morning.
Yeah. 或者你在忧伤，你的忧伤中，在 Indianapolis 那个妈妈就在忧伤中。
And the father.
父亲也是。
My wife and I have two sons.
我有两个儿子。
How can I imagine I should one of those should be taken suddenly like that to come from my dear wife?
如果我有一个儿子突然间这样死去的话，我要怎么安慰我的妻子呢？
You are in the morning of your life.
你在你的人生的早晨。
If the Lord gives you long life, it's all before you.
如果神赐你长寿的话，那你的日子还长呢。
My wife and I are in the autumn.
我跟我妻子已经在人生的秋天了。
But thank the Lord.
感谢神。
He is kept.
他保守着我们。
The Lord Jesus Christ paid a great price for your salvation.
我们的主付了很大的重价来救我们。
For my salvation.
也为我来救我们。
A great price.
一个非常重的价。
And though millions around the world have not heard the gospel, we have had this privilege to hear this wonderful gospel.
有很多人没听到福音，但是我们。感谢主，我们听见福音了。
And the Apostle Paul could say to the church at Rome as he wrote this letter.
使徒保罗写给罗马教会。
I am not ashamed of the gospel.
他说我不以福音为耻。
For it's the power of God and salvation.
因为这是神的大能。
Praise the Lord.
赞美神。
If you are here tonight and you are the Lord, you can say Amen. You can say Hallelujah. You can say Praise the Lord. And if you do that.You may encourage me.
如果你发现真的这些话从主来的，你可以 say Amen， 感谢主，你这个会鼓励我。
I think I don't get afraid too easy.
我想不是很多人会这样来这样赞美神赞美这样讲的。
I come from a large family in Canada.
我在加拿大，我家里是非常大的家庭。
11 children.
11个孩子。
Two died before I was born.
我出生之前已经有两个过世了。
So I knew eight of them myself and made nine.
我只认识八个总共是九个。
We were lost.
我们都是迷失的一批人。
When I was just a very young child, maybe one or two years old.
当我一两岁的时候。
My older brother, one of my older brothers at the age of 12 or 13.
我最大的哥哥12、13岁。
Was invited by a school friend of his to go to a gospel meeting.
被邀请去一个福音聚会。
And my brother George heard the gospel.
我的哥哥 George 听到福音了。
He heard that Jesus Christ died for him.
听到耶稣基督为他死。
And his blood was poured out for his salvation.
主的血流出是为了救他。
And by the Holy Spirit he opened his heart.
靠着圣灵他把心打开。
He came home and told my mother.
他回家就告诉我母亲，我母亲也把心打开。
And then two of my another older brother opened his heart.
然后我还有一个哥哥也把心门打开。
And I grew up hearing the gospel.
所以我从小长到我就听到福音。
I'm a child.
从年幼就听到。
But three of my other brothers heard the gospel from a child also.
我还有另外三个兄弟也是这样听到福音。
And at least two of them turned away from the Lord.
其中有两个就离开神，就后来就成为酗酒的。
But for all these years,
这过去这么多年，
God has kept me.
神都保守我。
I never was perfect.
我从来不是完全的。
One day I'll be perfect.
有一天我会完全的。
And I go to be with the Lord.
当我去到见我的主。
I'm still not perfect.
这个我还不会完全。
If you don't believe me, ask my wife.
如果你不相信我不完全，问我的太太。
But last
去年九月。
We celebrated 50 years of marriage.
我们庆祝我们的金婚婚五十年结婚。
Many of you young people that are thinking about marriage.
如果你们年轻人有在想要结婚
，You want to have some just a little bit of counsel? Come and see my wife.
如果你要有点劝勉的话，能够来跟我跟我太太谈。
I'll give you a little counsel now.
我现在就先给你们一些劝勉。
Two things.
两件事。
You must remember this.
你一定要记得这个。
When you get married.
当你结婚。
It's for life.
是一生的。
Did you hear me?
你听见吗？
Any of you older ones can you say amen?
你们的年纪大一点可以 say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Your wife is very glad to hear this.
我太太很想听到的。
I don't know what the situation is like in China.
我不知道在中国的情况是怎么样。
But in America and Canada,
在美加。
More than 50% of marriages don't last.
50% 的婚姻都最后离婚的。
And that's tragic.
那是灾难。
So when you're asking the Lord to give you a life mate, remember it's for life.
如果你想要找一个终身伴侣，记住这是一生的。
Write that down in your Bible. That's very important.
写在你的圣经里面，这是非常重要的。
The other secret is this.
还有一个秘密。
You both need to learn how to lay your life down and all your rights, give them all up to the other one.
你们都要学习在主的面前，把你所有的主权放下来。
We were married at the age of two. We were both 21.
我们两个那时候21岁。
Now you know how old I am.
你现在知道我几岁了。
I don't have to tell you the truth
or not. 我不需要告诉你，你们自己做数学哈。
The Lord has been very, very gracious and merciful to us.
我们神对我们特别有怜悯与恩典。
I thank the Lord for my children.
我为着我亲爱的妻子感谢主。
One day,
有一天
we're all going to be a bride.
我们有一天都会成为新妇。
And all of us are at the Lord's.
我们都到主那里。
And we're going to go to be with our bride.
我们要到我们的新郎那里。
In fact, if we're still living when he comes, he's going to come with us.
如果他回来，我们活着的时候，他就回来找我们。
So let me repeat what I started with tonight.
我重复我今天开始的。
We must realize our need.
我们需要知道我们的需要。
There was a young, rich young man that came to Jesus in the Bible, in the New Testament.
这个圣经里面有个财主到主面前。
What must I do to be saved?
他说我该做什么来承受永生？
Jesus told him,
耶稣告诉他。
That I've done all those things from my youth. What do I lack now?
耶稣叫他守律法，他说我从年轻的时候都守了，还有什么缺呢？
Jesus couldn't help him.
耶稣没办法帮助他。
He had no need.
因为他没需要。
There was another man who came to the temple.
有一个人来到圣殿。
With another man.
带着另外一个人。
And the one man standing up at the altar said,
有一个到了祭坛前说，
I'm sure glad I'm not like this guy.
他说我很高兴我不像这个人。
The other one,
另外一个人
fell on his face,
趴在地上
smote his breast,
捶胸。
God be merciful to me.
神啊，怜悯我这个罪人。
God met him.
神就遇见他。
Why?
为什么？
Because he had a need,
因为他有需要，
he recognized his need.
他承认他的需要。
If you're here tonight and you have not given your life to Christ,
如果你今天晚上在这里还没把你生命给主，
you have a great need.
你有一个很大的需要。
The wonder of it is this.
这个奇妙的事是这个。
God has provided for your need.
因为神要供应我们一切的需要。
Everything.
神是供应者。
The salvation that he's provided is so great.
这个救恩他所赐的是何等的大。
The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9,
在希伯来书第九章说，
Without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
如果没有流血，就没有赦罪。
God has arranged that there must be blood to wash away our sins.
因为一定要用水才能够赦罪。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约
，the someone wanted to have their sins forgiven, they came to the priest.
如果有人要让他这些罪能够被赦免, 他要来到祭司面前, 带着一个动物,
certain animals,
啊, 某一种动物,
to the priest,
到了祭司面前,
the priest would kill it,
祭司宰了这个动物,
blood would be poured out,
那个血就洒,
to cover their sin,
来遮盖他的罪,
not wash them away,
不是洗掉, 只是遮盖,
sometimes I wonder,
有时候我觉得,
how many animals had to die that way in the Old Testament?
Of
one day.
有一天,
and this was God's secret. God's secret.
这是神的奥秘,
he knew that one day he would send his son.
神知道有一天要把他自己的儿子差来,
and one of the names for him was the Lamb of God.
有一个名字, 他是神的羔羊,
and God would send him.
神会差他,
to lay his life down.
使他把自己的命舍为我，为你。
Paul said in the book of in his letter to the church at Galatia.
保罗写给加拉太的众教会。
The Son of God.
神的儿子。
Of me, and gave himself for me.
神的儿子来到地上，为我把生命舍了。
One day he hung on that cross. They nailed him to the cross.
有一天他被挂在十字架上, 他的名字叫耶稣, 他为我死, 我何等的感谢他, 他也为你死, 如果我们愿意接受他成为我们的代替, 我们就永远不用死, 你能够想一下吗?
I'd like to turn you to the book of Romans.
我们翻到罗马书。
Romans chapter 3 and verse 23.
罗马书第3章23节。
因为世人都犯了罪,
亏缺了神的荣耀。
It is a great day for us when we believe this word.
当我们那一天相信这句话的时候, 那一天对我们是何等大的日子。
And we realize that we are a sinner.
我们发现我是个罪人。
What is a sinner by the terms in the Bible?
所以罪人在圣经里面是讲什么呢?
Sinner is one who has missed the mark.
一个罪人就是没有 射中红心,
turned away from God,
离开神,
and going his own way,
走自己的路。
God cannot help that kind of person.
神没办法帮助这样的人。
So this verse tells us that all of us have sinned.
这句话告诉我们说, 我们都是, 每个人都有罪,
we come short of the glory of God,
亏缺了神的荣耀。
I want to turn over to the Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第5章,
I want to read a few verses in this wonderful chapter, Romans 5.
我要读几节的圣经。
Beginning to read it, verse 1.
第一节。
Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们既因信称义, 就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Let me tell you this evening.
今天晚上, 我愿意告诉大家,
there is only one way that you can have peace with God. Only one way.
只有一条路你能够与神相合。所以一节圣经就告诉我们，只有经过主耶稣基督。That's
a wonderful phrase in the book of Romans.
在罗马书这一句话非常奇妙。What
does it mean to be justified?
什么叫做称义呢?
It means to be standing in the presence of God with no sin to our account.
就是能够站在神面前，神看我们没罪的。Someone
said it means this.
有人这样说。
Just as if I've never sinned.
就好像我从来没犯过罪。
Justified.
称义。
Can you believe that?
你相信吗?
When we come to God through the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们来到主面前的时候,
we stand before him.
我们经过主来到神的面前,
clothed in the righteousness of Christ.
我们在基督的义里面，神就看我们没罪。
There was a time when God said that about Israel. He speaks to Israel.
神有一次对以色列人说
，He said, "I find no sin in them." Amazing.
他说我没有看到他们有罪。
So this verse is, therefore seeing, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这里说因信称义，这就是我们主耶稣基督对于神相合。
How are we justified?
我们怎么被称义呢？
I think.
靠着相信
I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
相信我们的耶稣基督
I believe in this precious book, the Bible.
我相信主的话
Verse 2.
第二节
By whom, that is by the Lord Jesus Christ, also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
我们又借着他因信的进入现在所站的是恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
This second verse is a great verse.
这第二节是非常好的一句话。
I want to point out to you, at least in my translation, seven powerful words, and then the word of God.
我在我这个翻译里面有七个字，非常的有力。
It says, by the Lord Jesus Christ, we have access.
他说，因靠着耶稣基督，我们可以进入。
In other words, we can come to God the Father anytime, all the time.Which he wants us to through the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们能够来到父神面前，靠着耶稣基督，什么时候都能够进入。
When we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord,
当我们接受我们耶稣基督成为救主，也成为我们的主。
We have an open heaven.
我们天向我们都打开了。
We have access.
我们可以进入。
We cannot come to him any other way.
你没有第二条路可以来的。
We have this new and living way by the Lord Jesus.
这是一条又新又活的路。
So that's the first way.
这是第一个词哈。
If you belong to the Lord, you have access to God.
如果你属于主，你就能够进入。
You have access to the only true and living God.
进入这位又真又活的神。
Remember, He is sovereign.
你要知道他的大全能。
He has all power.
他是全能的。
And He's given all this power to His Son.
他把所有的能力都给他的儿子。
So this is not a small thing.
这不是一个小事情。
We have an open door.
而一个敞开的门。
Come to God.
来到神的面前
Not only to come there,
不只是来到
to live there,
也住在那里、奇妙
Access,
进入
how,
什么进入呢
faith,
因信
That's the second one.
就第二个字
Without faith, it's impossible to please God.
没人非有信没办法得神的喜悦
We must have faith.
一定要信
We have to believe God.
你一定要相信
Access by faith.
因信进入
Into what?
进入什么呢
Into grace.
进入这恩典
This grace.
这恩典
The grace of God.
神的恩典
The grace of God is phenomenal.
神的恩典是非常大
Beyond phenomenal.
是超过我们所能想象的
Somebody said this word grace is God's riches at Christ's expense.
这个有人说这恩典是神的丰富要让耶稣能够给出去。
That's the third word is grace.
这是第三个字是恩典。
The fourth word.
第四个。
Stand.
站在。
We're standing in this grace.
我们所站是站在这恩典中。
Let me say this to you.
我愿意今天晚上这样说。
When you open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, you come to Him.
当你打开你的心门来到主的面前。
You enter into warfare.
你进入一场征战。
As long as you're not, as long as you don't belong to the world, I mean, as long as you don't belong to the Lord,
如果你不属于主的
the devil won't bother you. Well, he'll tempt you.
仇敌不会来搞你，但是会试探你。
When we come to the Lord,
当我来到主的面前
we enter into the spiritual war.
我们就进入一个属灵的征战。
And according to Paul's letter to the Ephesian church, we have to learn to stand.
保罗写给以弗所教会里面说，我们要学会站。
Where do we stand?
我们站在哪里
In Christ.
站在基督里
Only by Him.
只有靠他
That's another great word.
又另外一个很有能力的字就站
Rejoice.
下一个字欢欢喜喜
We who have accepted the Lord rejoice in Him.
我们所有有主生命的，我们要在主里面欢欢喜喜。
Why do we rejoice?
为什么我们欢喜呢？
Because he's put gladness in us.
因为他把喜乐摆在我们里面。他把喜乐摆在我们里面。
We have this great hope that when he comes, we're going to be with him.
我们有一个大的盼望，当他回来，我们就要永远与他同在，直到永远。
Not only that, but he works in our lives.
并且他工作在我们的生命中。
Sins began to drop by.
罪会慢慢掉
了，
我们能够在主里面能够欢欢喜喜。
The next word,
下一个是
hope,
盼望。
I speak to the brothers and sisters for a moment.
我对弟兄姊妹讲一下。
We have hope.
我们有盼望。
A great hope.
大的盼望。
One of our great hopes is this.
我们其中一个大盼望是什么？
One day,
有一天
our bridegroom is.
我们的新郎要回来，我们在找他，我们盼望他回来。我们有这么大的盼望。
Of the glory,
神的荣耀。
You see the precious words in this one verse in the Bible.
你看这一节圣经里面有这么多个词。
God created us for glory.
神创造我们是为他的荣耀。
Not too easy to describe.
没办法去形容的。
But when we look at the Lord Jesus Christ, we see glory.
当我们看到耶稣基督，我们就看到荣耀。
And one day,
有一天
God will have many sons of glory.
神就会得到许多的儿子在荣耀。
That's the destiny that he has for us as his children.
这是神对所有他的孩子们最重要我们走到
的。Romans 8, chapter, verse 29, I think. 30, we'll be glorified in Jesus.
罗马书第八章大概二十九节，有一天我们会因信得荣耀。
And the last word, the glory of God.
最后一个，这里写的神的荣耀。
So let's read that verse again.
我们再读这一节圣经。
第
二节。
By whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
我们又借着他因信的进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Now I want to skip over the next verse.
我要跳过下面一节。
And I'm not going to.
我不会跳过去。
I want to, but I'm not going to.
我想跳过去，但是我不跳。
Because it says, we glory in tribulation.
他说在患难中也要欢欢喜喜。
I don't like that.
我不喜欢。
Actually, the word for glory there is we boast in tribulation.
所以在患难中，我们因着神的荣耀，我们可以夸口。
I'm going to make a confession to you.
我要跟大家有坦诚我自己一些事。过去一年可能是我71年的人生里面最艰难的一年。对我一点都不容易。我想是主在教我怎么在患难中夸这个患难。在这里很多人为我祷告
in Cuba,
在古巴
in America,
在美国
Canada,
加拿大
and many people are praying for my wife and myself.
很多人为我夫妻我们两个人祷告
but I've not been healed yet.
但我没有完全的医治
did you hear that word yet?
还没有完全的医治
and I go to be with him, I'll be healed.
当我去见他的时候我是完全健康
maybe he's going to heal me before then, I'm not sure.
或者在我见他之前能够完全的医治不知道但是我相信他要教我一个功课能够在患难中我可以夸口如果你不知道 没在患难中那这节圣经只是对我讲的
Verse 3
第三
节
这里就是说就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜我们要知道患难生忍耐
Now I want to ask you a rhetorical question
我要问大家一个问题
Do you feel you need patience?
你需要忍耐吗
Anybody?
你需要忍耐吗
Be careful when you ask the Lord for patience
如果你要小心问主说我要有忍耐，因为他会把患难 给加给你来教你什么忍耐。
But we must remember this.
你要记得这个。
He knows what's best.
他知道什么是最好。
For each one of us.
什么是对我们每一个人最好。
I wish I knew all of your names.
我希望我能够知道你们的名字。
But some of them are Chinese and very difficult.
但你们一些中文名字对我非常困难。
But I would take the time to go through everybody and point to you and tell your name.
如果知道你的名字，我就会慢慢叫你的名字。我就会叫你的名字，说你需要主，我需要主。
I thank him so much because I need him.
我感谢他，因为我实在需要他。
And patience, verse four.
第四节。
Works experience.
然后忍耐就生老练。
And experience was hope.
老练就生盼望。
And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
Now for all of those tonight who are gospel friends and maybe you haven't given your heart to the Lord,
今天晚上在这里如果是朋友，
next verse,
我希望你注意下一句话。
Verse 6.
第六节。
So when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly.
因我们还软弱的时候，基督就在所定的日子为罪人死。
When we were without strength,
当我们还软弱的时候，
Christ died for the ungodly.
神为我们就死了。
He died for us.
他为我们死。
Verse 7.
第七节。
For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die.
为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。
But God commended His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Did you get that?
有没有听到呢？
When we were sinners and far from God, Christ died for us.
当我们是一个罪人，我们离开神很远的时候。基督就为我们死了。
When we were without any strength, we had no strength to come to the Lord. He died.
当我们非常软弱、没力量的时候，他为我们死。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him.
现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要接受他免去神的愤怒。
For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His blood.
因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的身得救。
Let me remind you of these three things.
然后我提醒大家三件事。
When we were without strength, we were absolutely weak.
当我们还软弱的时候，神为我们死。
When we were sinners,
为我们死。当我们还是罪人的时候
，Christ died for us.
基督为我们死。
And when we were his enemies,
当我们是他的敌人的时候，
said,
基督为我们死。
That was and is our situation if we're without Christ.
对于我们还不没有基督的人，
we have no strength to be saved.
我们没能力再救的。
We're sinners.
我们是罪人。
And we're enemies of God.
我们是神的仇敌。
Christ died for us.
那基督为我们死。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.何等奇妙的事。
Let me take you back to the book of Genesis. Don't turn there. Don't turn.
我们谈一谈关于创世纪。
I just want to remind you.
我只是要提醒大家。
In the book of Genesis, we read about creation.
创世纪讲到创造。
How God created all things.
神创造了一切
created man.
创造的人
then, he performed a wonderful, he performed an operation on man.
他在人身上做了一个手术
well, he made Adam, created Adam.
他创造了亚当
and then he brought a parade of animals in front of Adam.
他把所有的动物都带到亚当面前
and Adam was looking for something.
亚当在找一样东西
he was looking for something that wasHe could identify with him.
他要找一个他能够跟他认同的。
And he named the animals. He was brilliant.
他这个所有的动物他在起名，他没有找到相配的。所以神就让他睡了，在他身上开刀，从他身上拿出一个东西，我一般说是拿出一个肋骨，造了一个女人。这个是很奇妙的事，神做的，是成为他的帮手。你知道之后发生的事，神把他摆在一个很漂亮的一个院子里，为他们预备了一切，告诉他在院子的中间有两棵树，所有的树上的果子都可以吃，只有一棵不行，就是那个分别上的树的果子。亚当夏娃有顺服神吗？
No.
没有。
There is another tree beside the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
在分别善恶树旁边有个生，有另外一棵树。
I believe that God wanted him to eat from that tree.
那是生命树，我相信神是要他从那棵树去吃的。
Tree of life.
是生命树。
And live forever in that wonderful dependence on God.
能够永远活着，永远倚靠神活着。
But we know that Satan entered into the garden.
我们知道，撒旦进入的这个院子。
And tempted them.
试探他。
They yielded.
他们就向着这个试探投降
了。
神对他们
说，
他说你吃的那一日你肯定死。他们有没有肉身就立刻死呢？没有，是在他们灵里，那个跟灵里面跟神的那个交通断掉了，他们就跟神分开了。一直到耶稣基督来到地上，主耶稣来了，他把自己钉在十字架上，他使人与神能够相合。第十节这里讲，
when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His Son.
因为我们做仇敌的时候，就借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的身得救了。
The Lord Jesus Christ paid a price that we could never pay.
耶稣基督所付的代价是我们没办法付的。
He was and is the spotless Lamb of God.
因为他是那个没有瑕疵的羔羊，他从来没犯过罪，从来没犯过罪，他从一直所做的都是父叫我做什么我就做，他是完全无瑕疵的神的羔羊，把他的生命在十字架上为我们舍了，为我也为你，为了世界所有的人。我们的主这个牺牲何等的大。过去人献祭要有动物的血，神今天只接受了他儿子所流的血。亚当向着试探，他投降
了。
我愿意讲一点关于什么叫做试探。如果你要写有写下来的话，把这句话写下来。试探不是罪。我们要记得这个。
Because we have an enemy, the devil.
因为我们有个敌人，仇敌。
He's called the father of lies.
他是谎言之父。
He will lie to us.
他常常对我们讲谎言。
And tell us when we're tempted to sin.
他会试探我们，叫我们去犯罪。说试探本身不是罪。
Sin happens when we yield to the temptation.
犯罪是当你向试探投降的时候，你就犯罪了。
That's when it becomes sin.
那就成为犯罪了。
I want to ask you to turn to a verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章，当我还是一个十几岁的进入高中的时候，这句话对我很有帮助。
My father was not faithful to my mother and not faithful to us children.
我父亲不是对我，妈妈对我们都不是很忠实。
When I was a teenager,
当我是一个的青年人，
my body was changing.
当我慢慢长大，
I had no one to tell me what was happening in my body.
我身体开始有改变，没人告诉我这个改变是什么意思。
So often I thought I was the only one that was going through what I was going through and being tempted that way.
我就以为，因为这个慢慢长大，荷尔蒙的改变，我以为只有我是这样受到试探的。
When I read this verse,
当我读到这一节，
the Lord made it a blessing in my life.
神就用他的话祝福我。
There hath no temptation taken you, verse 13, sorry.
第十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
更多前书第十章第十三节。
Verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man.But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it.
你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们所受的试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
This word was to me as a teenager a great blessing.
当我在青少年期的时候，这句话对我是何等大的一个。
Because I began to realize that the other guys sitting beside me in my classroom were going through the same thing I was.
因为我就突然间明白在我旁边坐的同样一个青少年，跟我在遇到同样的试探。
The problem with me is that nobody ever told me what was going to happen.
就是我的问题是没人告诉我究竟会有什么事发生。
It's one of the reasons why the Lord gives us parents.
所以为什么神给我们有家长？有父母。
There is no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful.
这个神给我们遇见试探，无非是我们能够忍受的，因为神是信实。
In my Bible, I circled those four words.
我圈了这几个字。
But God is faithful.
但神是信实的。
Whatever happens, God is faithful.
不管怎么发生，神是信实。
Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able? In other words,
并不叫你受试探过于你能够受的。换句话说，
God doesn't tempt us.
神不会试探我们的。
That's clear from the Bible.
那就很清楚的。
We can never blame God for tempting us.
我们不能够说神试探我们的。
神不试探。The Bible says we're tempted when we're drawn away by our own lusts, our own desires.
我们受试探，因为我们被我们的私欲拉过去了。
He does not tempt us.
他不试探我们的。
But he will not allow us to be tempted above what we're able.
那他不容许试探临到我们，超过我们能够负的。
Now, he knows everything about every one of us.
他认识我们每一个人的每一件事。
And not only us in this room.
不只是我们在这个房间里面的人。
But all the people in the world.
在世界所有的人。
God knows everything about them.
神知道每一个人每一样。
We say he's omnipotent.
我们说他是全能的。
We say he's omniscient. He knows everything.
他什么都知道。
Okay.
关于我，关于你。
So let's remind ourselves tonight we cannot hide anything from him.
我们在神面前没什么好隐藏的。
He knows.
他都知道。
And isn't it wonderful? With the temptation, he will also make a way to escape.
在受试探的时候，总给我们开一条出路。
Now, when we're tempted, as believers belonging to the Lord, remember there's a way of escape.
我们一个属主的人，当试探来的时候，我们要记得，永远有一条逃生路。
That's the promise of the Word of God.
因为这是神这句话，这句圣经里面告诉我们的。
A very wonderful illustration of this in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面有一个很好的一个比喻的例子。
In the life of, I can't hear that. Joseph.
在约瑟的身上。
You know the story of Joseph?
你知道约瑟的故事吗？
What a tremendous story.
非常好的一个故事。
Hated by his brothers.
他的兄弟都很憎恨他。
Sold as a slave.
把他卖作这个奴隶。
Talk about tribulation.
看你说患难。
Oh, it was amazing. Many times in the Bible it says God was with him.
但在他任何的患难里面，圣经又说神与他同在。
Wherever he went,
不管他去哪里
thrown in the pit by his brothers,
丢到坑里面，被他兄弟们丢到坑里面，神与他同在。
Taken out and sold to those traders,
他把他拉出来卖给这个做贸易的这些人，神与他同在。
Sold to Potiphar,
卖到波提法家里了。
There in Potiphar's house,
在波提法的家里。
God blessed him.
神祝福他。
So that the owner of the house could leave everything in his hands.
说这个波提法这个主人把所有东西都交给他管。
And there, this handsome young man.
他是一个非常帅的一个年轻人。
Seduced by Potiphar's wife.
但是波提法的妻子在引诱他。
Nobody else in the house.
没人在这房子里了。
And you know she said to him, "Come out to bed with me."
这个妻子告诉他，是没人在，你跟我一起上床。
What a temptation.
你知道这个试探有多大？
Maybe not for any of you women.
可能对你们做女生不是很大的试探。
As a young man,
对一个年轻的男子，
What a temptation.
这个试探何等的大。
What did he do?
他做了什么呢？
He ran.
他跑。
He left his jacket and ran.
这个波提法妻子抓住他，他就给他外套抓走，他跑。
So do you want to overcome temptation?
如果你要胜过试探，
And learn to run.
学会跑。
Run from the very any kind of evil trap that you may find yourself getting into. Run away from.
你知道所有的这个不好的陷阱，学会逃。
If you're with some young people and they're watching a movie and the movie is horrible, run out of the room.
如果你跟一批同辈们在看一个电影，那电影是不该看的，你就离开。
Do you want to overcome temptation?
你要离开这个试探吗？
Let me tell you this.
我告诉你。
You're going to be
tempted. 你一定会被遇到试探的。
We're all tempted.
我们都遇到试探。
But Joseph overcame, won the victory over temptation.
但约瑟胜过了试探。
He had to go to prison.
他需要到监牢去。
And what happened in the prison?
在监牢里面怎么发生呢？
God was with him.
神与他同在。
And blessed.
祝福他。
So that the prison warden eventually left everything in his hands.
这个狱卒。把整个监狱里面所有的管理权都给他。你看神怎么祝福他。在旧约里面还有另外一个例子。
A very dear man of God.
一个神很喜悦的人。
This man had a heart after God.
这个人他寻求神的心意。
What was his name? David. Say it next in love.
David.
David.
大卫。
David had a heart he loved God.
大卫有个心，他爱神。
But David relaxed when he should have went to battle, when he should have went to war.
他在打仗的时候，有一天他放松自己，他应该是要打仗的。
And he was having a little holiday.
或者他放了自己一天假。
In his palace,
在他的皇宫里。
A great temptation came his way.
那个试探来了。
I don't know what he was looking at, but he saw a woman down by the river.
我不知道他在看什么，但他看到一个 女人、在河边在沐浴。
And David was the king.
大卫是王。
King by hook or by crook and has anything he wants.
他有所有的权，他可以要什么就有什么。
He was tempted in his heart.
他心里面受试探。
He said, "I'll have that woman."
他说我要那个女子。
And he took her.
他就把她叫来，
bed with her.
跟她上床了。
And yielded to that temptation.
他向那个试探投降
了，
非常可怕的一个故事。
God puts it in His Word.
但神把这个事记载在圣经里，来提醒我
们。When you're tempted,
当你受试探的时候，
run and leave your jacket in hand, anybody can, but run.
你要逃，让你的外套丢下来而要逃。
There's a possibility that nothing will.Bathsheba had a baby.
我们知道拔示巴就是那个女子 后来怀孕有个孩子。
From that adulterous relationship.
因着那个、犯了奸淫这件事情，他得到一个孩子，怀孕，但是孩子死了，生下来之后就死了。
That's not all.
那不是整个故事的结束。
You use temptation.
当我们向试探投降的话，
There's other temptations that come our way.
其他的试探继续来。
And David thought.
大卫想。
I'll call for Uriah. Bathsheba's wife to come back and spend a little time with her.
我怎么遮盖这件事呢？我把八十八的丈夫威廉叫回来。你知道我们怎么想事的吗？我们以为我们可以遮盖我们所犯的罪。我耶利米书里面告诉我们说，我们的心啊何等诡诈，有谁能够测透呢？大卫对他心里面说，我知道我会怎么做，把她丈夫叫回来，让她丈夫回家跟她太太在一起，等到她有孩子，她就会想的是从她丈夫乌利亚得到的。她差一个使者去叫乌利亚在前线把她叫回来。乌利亚跟元帅约雅 在前线在打仗的，把她叫回来。我这样来说。
David says, "Go and spend a few days with your wife."
大卫对乌利亚说，回家跟太太快活几天。
I know it's a difficult thing to be out on the battlefield.
我知道你打仗很辛苦。
Even in tents.
住在帐幕里。
About your wife.
你的太太又不在旁边。
Drinking water out of the stream.
只是在溪水那里喝水。
Army rations aren't that great.
可能会身体还长东西呢。
Have a little holiday.
有几天放假。
Gives him a mess of meat.
给。
Gives him some food, I think.
吃点东西。
Uriah leaves. But he doesn't go to his house.
他给了乌利亚一些食物，但乌利亚没有回家。
He goes outside the door of the king's house.
他在皇宫的外面。
And he's down with the servants to sleep.
他跟那些这些工人这些反正在那个侍奉的人就一起睡在那里。
The next day,
第二天
David finds out calls him in.
大卫再把他叫来。
Gives us this day some wine.
就给他一些酒。
I'll make him drunk.
我使他醉。
And then he'll go
home. 他就回家了。
He still doesn't go home.
他醉了还是没回去。
Finally, when David questions Uriah, what does he say?
最后大卫问乌利亚。
How can I go home and lie with my wife? When Joab and the rest of the soldiers are out there fighting the enemy, I can't do it.
他说我怎么可能回家跟我太太快活，当神的军队跟约雅还在前线与敌人在征战呢？
And then David, the man after God's heart, sends a letter in Uriah's hand to Joab.
大卫，这个寻求神心意的一个人，写了一个小字条交给乌利亚，带给约雅。
Dear Joab,
写着亲爱的元帅约雅，
do me a favor.
做一件事。
Put Uriah in the place where the hottest battle is.
把乌利亚摆在征战最凶猛的地方。
Joab obeyed.
约雅听了。
Uriah is killed.
乌利亚就那里被打死了。
David, well, that was close.
大卫说，哦，这件事。
But it's not over.
但没有过。
One of the wonderful things about the Bible is this.
圣经最奇妙的是什么？
There are word pictures in the Bible.
这个写出来就好像看到一张图片。
Pictures painted with words.
这幅图画是用字都写出来。
I'm going to tell you what it is.
我告诉你。
Maybe, I'm not sure, but maybe a year later.
大概一年之后。
And that was a horrible year for David.
那一年对大卫来讲可怕的一年。
One day,
有一天。
One of David's friends.
大卫有个朋友是一个先知拿单，他来见大卫，这个生命在他手上。他知道他如果对大卫讲神叫他讲的真话，他可能会被杀了。大卫说，拿单说无所谓，他就去见大卫。他告诉大卫一个故事。 大卫。
There was two men in the town.
有两个人在这个城市里。
One was very rich and had a large flock, many sheep.
他很有钱，他有很大群的牛羊。
And the other man had one lamb.
另外一个人只有一只小羔羊。
A little lamb that laid on his breast.
这个小羔羊他的抱着。
And he nurtured her and loved her.
他爱这个小羔羊。
And a traveler came through the town. One day. Traveler came to the town.
有人来到这个城市里。
He went to the rich man.
去到这个有钱人那里。
No. He didn't go to the rich man.
He goes to the rich man.
Yeah.
Take the other.
I said, yeah, traveler.
有个旅行的人来到这个人的家里。
And the rich man took this one lamb the other man had and slaughtered it to feed the traveler.
这个有钱人到了这个穷人家里面，把他唯一的小羔羊拿来杀了。你知道大卫怎么说？
That man shall surely die.
他说这个有钱该死。拿单就说你就是那个人。大卫的心被宰了。他说
man shall pay back for that fourfold.
他说这个人要还四倍。
You know what happened to David?
你知道对大卫发生什么事？
Four of his children died.
他四个儿子死了，是从灾难中死。
The Lord said to David,
大卫，神对大卫说，
You did it in secret, and I was watching.
你在暗中所做的，我在看。
And your son is going to have your wives under the sun for everybody to see.
你有儿子。会给你许多的飞病、啊、在这日光之下犯奸淫。
Joseph triumphed over temptation.
约瑟胜过了他的试探。
David failed in the night.
大卫在试探里面失败了。
And we're going to be tempted.
我们都会受试探的。
How can we triumph?
我们怎么得胜？
Only by casting all of our care upon the Lord.
我们就把我们所有所要的所有的忧虑卸给主，求主保守我们从仇敌手中出来。
There's another one in the Bible who is tempted.
圣经里面还有另外一个被试探的。
His name is Jesus.
耶稣。
He was tempted. The book of Hebrews tells us he was tempted in every way that we will be tempted, yet without sin.
希伯来书告诉我们说，耶稣是被撒旦各方面都试探他，但是他没有犯罪。
That's a wonderful scripture that we need to memorize.
这一节圣经我们要知道。
Let's turn to Hebrews 4, chapter 4, verses 14 and 16.
希伯来书第四章十四到十六节。
Hebrews chapter 4:14-16.
希伯来书第四章十四到十六节。
Verse 14, Hebrews 4. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, Son of God, let us hold fast our profession.For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
我们既有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因我们的大祭司并非不体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到诗人的宝座前，为有得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
So remember tonight,
希望大家今天晚上能够记得，试探不是罪。当我们向试探投降，你就犯罪了。
Thank the Lord, our wonderful Lord Jesus has triumphed over all temptations.
我们感谢主，我们的主对所有的试探， 他都得胜。
On my behalf,
为我得胜。
On your behalf,
为你也得胜。
So we need to receive him,
我们要接受他。
And hide in him,
藏在他里面。
And stay in our precious hiding place,
我们就藏在那个那主的硬币底下。
I want to give you some pointers about overcoming temptation.
我需要提多几点怎么胜过试探。
Because I know you will be tempted.
我知道你会受试探。
In the past, my wife and I have had the privilege to share at a youth conference in Toronto.
过去我跟我妻子有机会在一个青年的聚会，在多伦多里一个青年的聚会。
And I remember sharing with the young people.
我对年轻人这样交通。
This point.
这一点。
I'm going to share with you tonight.
我就跟大家交通。
You and I need to learn to memorize one small word.
我们啊，你跟我都要记住一个很短的字。
You already know the word.
你知道那个字。
And I know the word.
我知道那个字。
Very small.
很小的字。
No.
知道啊 ，No。
Not K-N-O-W, N-O.
不要。
No.
不要。
Why?
为什么？
Because of our thought life.
因为我们的思想。
When we have a bad thought, what do you say? You say to yourself, no.
如果我们有不好的思想，我们要对自己说，不要。
So I encourage you to memorize that word.
我希望你记住这个小的字。
You may need to use it 100 times in one day.
你可能一天里面要用很多次。
Sometimes even as a man, even though I don't want to look at a woman in the wrong way, I can't. Somebody comes or passes across my path, I have to be ready to say no. I will not entertain that thought.
我是一个男人啊，我虽然能够说我不需要随便去看一个女人，但有时候一个女人走过，我总要跟自己说不要。
Well, one of the advantages of living in a cold climate is that usually people don't take their clothes off.
住在冷天的地方，一般的人都穿很多衣服。
In Cuba, we wear less and less, it seems. So I have, in Cuba, I have to say no 100 times before.
在古巴，好像这些女人是越穿越少了。所以我一天要讲100次的不要，我没办法。
I don't want to look.
我不想看。
I only have eyes for my wife.
我只看着我的太太。
That's another secret if you're going to get married.
如果你想结婚的话
for the men,
对男人说
only have eyes for your wife.
你只能看到你的太太。
So tell yourself I'm going to learn that word no.
啊，各位告诉自己你要懂得想不要。
Doesn't matter what age you are,
不管你几岁
learn to say no.
学会说不要。
Number two,
第二个
learn to run like Joseph.
能够学约瑟能够逃。
When you're caught in some kind of a, the enemy wants to trap us, learn to run.
如果仇敌要把我们这个设个陷阱在哪里，你要逃。
Oh, number three.
第三个。
These are the words that Jesus said to the disciples when he was agonizing and on his way to the cross. He wanted them to come and join him to support him in prayer, and they fell asleep. Remember what he said.
当主耶稣在克西玛利园他心里忧伤的时候，他希望门徒能够跟他在一起，但是这些门徒都睡着了。你这主讲什么？
Watch and pray,
警醒祷告。
As you enter not into temptation,
你就不会进入试探。
Don't look for temptation,
不要到处去找试探。
Watch and pray,
警醒祷告。
We can't do that in our own strength,
我们靠自己能力没办法做。
We need the mercy and the power and the grace of God daily and momentarily.
我们就靠主的怜悯与恩典与神的能力来做。
Number four,
第四个。
Learn to recognize and obey the voice of God.
能够听得懂神的话，知道这是神的话，跟你说话。
This is something we all need to practice and ask the Lord to teach us.
这个都是我们每一个。这是信主的都需要操练。
If you belong to the Lord,
如果你属于主，
you have God living inside of you.
你有神住在你心里，
you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you.
你有圣灵住在你里面。
And when you sin,
当你犯罪，
you will know, he'll tell you.
你知道的，因为他会告诉你。
Isn't that true?
是不是？我是这样的。
So, and there was a story about in the book, The Normal Christian Life, there's a story.
在正常基督徒生活里面有这样的故事。
So the knee went to visit, went away for a rest, and he stayed in this home with this couple.
尼弟兄到了一个夫妻的家里。
They gave their heart to the Lord.
他们把他们心给主。
In the summer.
在一个夏天里面。
He left the Bible with them, and he went away.
他留下他的圣经，他就离开了。当他再回来啊，探望他们，他告诉他们这故事。
When the winter comes, we always put the wine bottle on the table, always.
这个，当冬天，这对夫妻永远把他酒摆在桌子上。
So while you were away,
他说当你不在的时候
winter,
冬天的时候
sat down for a meal,
我们吃饭
put the wine on the table,
我们把酒摆在桌子上
and we couldn't give thanks.
我没办法祷告受谢。
他
说我不知道发生什么事，为什么没办法开口祷告受谢。我跟我太太说，哎，我们读读圣经里面讲什么，没看到有什么。我没就是没办法开口祷告。当他把酒挪开的时候，他们坐下来，再坐下来说，哎，嘴巴打开可以祷告了。他们就跟尼弟兄说，
Resident boss would not let me take the wine.
在我里面的主人不让我喝酒。
You hear that?
你听到了吗
？Resident boss.
住在我里面的主人。
But then he said, always obey the resident boss.
他说你就永远听你里面的主人的。
That's what I'm telling you.
我今天就告诉。
That's what I'm telling myself in front of this meeting.
我也告诉在大家面前告诉我自己。
I want to learn to hear the voice.
我要学习听主在里面讲的话。我要顺服你里面的话。
That's number four.
这是第四点。
Number five.
第五点。
This is, don't turn there, just write it down. Psalm 101, verse 3.
诗篇101篇第三节。
David, that's the Psalm of David.
这是大卫的诗篇。
David said,
大卫说，
I will put no wicked thing before mine eyes.
我不会把任何这个坏的事情在我的眼前，邪僻的事在我的眼前。
I will put no wicked thing before my eyes.
我不会把任何的这个邪僻的事摆在我的眼前。
Now listen carefully.
注意的听。
Want to overcome temptation?
你要胜过试探吗
？Want to be victorious over temptation?
你要有的胜吗
？Don't watch horrible movies.
不要看到不该看的电影。
Don't watch a lot of television that horrible stuff that comes from the world. Don't watch it.
不要看很多这个从世界来的这些观念。
You take it in through your eyes into your mind. You can't always get rid of it.
当你看进来，你就没办法再丢掉了。
Don't do it.
不要做。
If you're with your friends and they're doing it, run out of the room.
如果你跟你的朋友他们都在看的时候，你逃离那个地方。
Or at least walk very fast.
或者走得很快。
I will put no wicked thing before my eyes.
我没有不会把任何邪僻的事摆在我的眼前。
And moms and dads, and older people, don't let that television bring this evil into your home.
父母亲，这个不要把这些不好的东西带到你们家来。
And don't let the computer bring evil things into your life.
不要让电脑把这些邪僻的事带到你的生命生活来。
Amen. I speak to the men for a moment.
我还是对所有。弟兄说一句话，
Don't get involved in that trap called pornography.
不要进入色情的里面。
Don't do it.
不要做。
You've memorized the word.
你记住那个话。
No.
不要。
I'll not do it.
我不做。
By the grace of God.
靠着神的恩典。
It's a trap.
那是一个陷阱。
But the enemy will trap us.
仇敌会来陷阱。
Any and all of us, he will trap us now.
仇敌一定会用这个来试探所有的。男人的。
Number six.
第六个。
Read, memorize, and meditate on this precious word of God.
我们要读这个背下来，并且默想这一句圣经的话。
There is no book in the universe that compares with this book.
在宇宙中没有一本书能够跟圣经比。
It's far above all.
远超过一切。远超过一切。
Only about this book can we say this is God's word.
只有这本书我们说这是神的话。
Read it.
读。
You want a blessing?
得到祝福。
Read it.
你要得到祝福，读。
Memorize it.
背。
Meditate on.
默想。
Tell the Lord.
告诉神。
Lord.
神啊。
I want to love you. I want to have a love for you.
我真的愿意爱你。
Tell him that.
告诉他。
When you pray tonight.
当你晚上祷告。
Tell him now in your heart.
在你心中现在说。
I want to have a love for you.
我要对你的话有个爱
慕。
如果我们爱慕他的话，神会赏赐我们。
So immerse yourself in the Word of God.
把自己浸在神的话里面。
For those of us that are in Christ,
所有已经在基督里的人，
stay there.
自己留在那里。
Don't let yourself get out of Christ.
不要离开在基督的里面。
Jesus said in John 15 to the disciples, "Abide in me."
约翰福音第十五章，耶稣对门徒说：“住在我的里面。”
And I in you.
我也住在你里面。
Stay there.
留在那里。
Now, a short word to those who are not Christians.
我再讲几句话，对于在座还不是还没信主的。
To all the gospel friends.
那对于朋友们来说。
This has been a great privilege for me to be here tonight.
啊，对我来讲，我觉得非常高兴能够在这里。
I tell you, I mean it in my heart.
啊，我告诉你，我是真的这样感觉的。
I was to just look at my physical condition, I would not be here tonight.
如果我只看我身体的状况，我今天不会在这里。
I know the Lord is strengthening me tonight.
我知道主。
I know that.
刚强了我，今天晚上使我能够站在这里。
It's been a great privilege for me to be here.
所以对我来讲，我实在感谢我能够在大会当中。
Tell you again,
再次说，
open your heart,
把心打开。
Accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
接受耶稣基督成为你的救主，也成为你的主。今天晚上。
Do it now.
今天就在这里做。
And you will transform your life.
他要改变你的生命。
There is no greater thing that you can do.
没有任何事比这个更大。
Remember the story that I started with?
记得我一开始的故事。
He told us about that young man who was killed in Indianapolis, and he went to belong to the Lord.
这个在印第安那个男孩子啊，这个被杀的这个男孩子。
If he belonged to the Lord, where is he now?
如果他是信主的话，他现在在哪里？他已经在主那里。
Praise God.
我们就感谢主。
This having this assurance, because we don't know when we're going to die, when we're going to leave this earth, having this assurance.
如果我们信主，这是我们最好的确据。我们接受主，从心里面诚实的要主。对主说主来住在我的生命里。他是信实的。记得我说的。
But God is faithful.
哥林多前书一章十节。神的话是信实的。
And when you receive him,
当你接受他
you have another great blessing.
何等大的一个祝福
he gives us his promise.
他给把他的应许给我们
Five times in one verse,
在那节圣经里面五次说
I will not leave you.
我不会离开你
I will not forsake you.
我不会放弃你
Hebrews 13 and 5
希伯来书十三章五节。如果你从希伯来文，希腊文去看的话，有五次这样说。这是神说的，对我们说的。当我们接受我们的主耶稣基督，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。当主住在我们里面，我们也住在主里面。
We have another promise.
我们又有另外一个应许。
Keep your eyes on me, he said, and I will keep.
你注视我，我会保守你。我会保守你。我会保护你。
I'll bless you.
我会祝福你。
I'll guide you.
我会引导你。
I'll teach you.
我会教导你。
I'll do everything.
我会做任何的事。相信我。
是 God.
这是神说的。
So thank you for allowing me to come and share.
谢谢大家给我今天能够在这里大家交通这些宝贵的话。
Amen.
Amen.
Maybe I'll just read one more thing to you.
或者我再读一点的话。
I found this piece of paper in someone like papers at home, Canada, and brought it with me.
我找到这张纸是在我加拿大的家里找到的。
This is part of a testimony of a dear man of God who's now with the Lord many years ago.
这个是一个一个爱神的一个人，他现在已经在到主那里去了。
His name is Henry, Bishop Henry Moore.
这个 Bishop Henry Moore,
Henry
Moore 穆尔主教，很多年前的一个人。
He's written a number of commentaries on the books of the Bible. If you find them.Just buy them. Don't
mind. 如果你要看圣经的注解，只要是这个穆尔写的注解，多少钱都可以买。
Close your eyes and pull out your wallet.
闭起眼睛付钱。
You'll not be sorry.
你不会后悔的。
There's an Anglican bishop who met the Lord.
这个他是一个主教，但是他遇见主。
This is what he said.
他这样说。
This is my morning act of faith.
这个是我早上我所行的信。他每个早晨这样都说
I believe in the Son of God.
我相信神的儿子
Therefore I am in him.
所以我在他里面
Having redemption through his blood and life by his spirit, he is in me.
经过这个救赎，经过主的教这宝血跟圣灵的生命，他在我里面
And all fullness is in him.
所有的丰盛都在他里面
To him I belong by creation, purchase,Conquest and self-surrender.
我属于他在他的创造买赎这个我个人对他的顺服。
To me, he belongs for all my hourly need.
对我来说他是我每一个时间的主。
There is no cloud between my Lord and me.
在神与我之间没有任何的云雾。
There is no difficulty inward or outward which he is not ready to meet in me today.
没有任何的难处，不管是里面还是外面，是神不愿意与我相去的。
I believe I have received.
我相信我已经接受了。
Not the spirit of fearfulness,
不是惧怕的灵，
but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
乃是神的能力与神的爱。
The Lord is my keeper.
神是我的保护。
Amen.
好，
Amen.
我们一起祷告。
Father, I want to thank you for this wonderful opportunity that I've had tonight.
父啊，我们谢谢你今天给我有这个机会。
I thank you for strengthening me.
谢谢你刚强了我。
That I had this opportunity to preach the gospel to these dear friends.
我有机会在向在座的朋友们谈到福音。
To try to encourage the brothers and sisters.
也在这里鼓励弟兄姊妹。
Now, Lord, take your word and send it into every life.
所用你的话送进每一个人的生命里。
Use your word in a mighty way in all the gospel families.
所用你大能的手把你的话摆在人的里面。
They would come even tonight, bow their knee before you and receive me.
这些朋友能够到你的面前来，能够接受。
We thank you.
我们谢谢你
We bless you.
我们称颂你
We honor you.
我们高举
We worship you together.
我们一同来敬拜你
In Jesus precious name.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名
Amen.
我们聚会都到此